I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com. Yo, what up? Welcome to another podcast, the I Got Issues podcast, with your hosts, Jason Maynard. James, what up, son?
Oh,
and James Wright.
There we go. Now
Jeez,
it's official.
It's like a one-man show now, it seems like. Huh?
Now it's official. James, what up, son?
Man, another week, man. Another good week of good energy and peaceful love, dude. Like, a lot of good stuff happening, man. It's cold, but at least there's no more snow on the ground.
You're fucked.
I know. It's better than nothing happening. Stuff's happening, man. Stuff is going down.
True that. I'm glad to hear things are going great for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Oh, straight off the top, if you're listening to this, get on that Facebook. Like the Facebook page. I Got Issues Facebook page. Leave comments during the show time, and we'll respond back to your comments during the show.
So what, we're going to tell, put messages what time we're going to do the show? And
yeah.
And people can try to catch us live.
Catch us live, and some point in time, whatever. Just
whatever.
Give Jay's cell phone number a call, or if you're my friend, give my cell phone number a call, or send me a text message. Send Jay a text message. Leave a comment on Facebook on the Facebook page, the I Got Issues Facebook page. If you're following on Twitter, do that too, and we'll get back to you during the showtime.
Sounds good. Buddy. Oh, and since we're in just the chatty mood, might as well chatting like a bunch of yentas. Might as well say thank you to all of the listeners from across the globe. But who are these people is what I want to know.
Are there people from Yenta?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what a yenta is, but I think it's just like...
I thought it was a spot somewhere.
But who's in Zurich?
Zurich?
Switzerland.
Germany. Oh, Switzerland.
Who's listening from there? Who's listening in Latvia?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. It makes me crazy.
We want to know who is that?
Who's listening in Wichita?
I have no idea.
Out of the entire United States, that's where we get the most downloads from, the one place in Wichita.
Wichita?
Wichita.
Wichita,
Kansas.
You know what that sound is?
Oh, shit.
Somebody else just like our I Got Issues Facebook page. Anyways, Jay, what's going on, man?
Anyways, so yeah. But whoever's listening and downloading to all this, if you can somehow, I don't think I know anybody that lives in all these places. So if they can find me, if they can go to Twitter, they can go to Facebook, if they want to leave a message on Podomatic, you got to do something. Identify yourself. Who are you listening to this show?
Identify yourself.
I kind of want to know, like, how do they find it? And, like, how do they start listening to it?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, holy shit. We're going to be having a couple people call into the show tonight, which is so funny.
What, people want to call in?
Yeah. People want to call in.
All right, cool, man. All right. Well, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind.
All right.
Might as well get this out of the way quickly.
Just like
I said last week, George Zimmerman, shooter of Trayvon Martin, got locked up.
Good.
That's it. Second degree murder. Perfect.
Good.
He's not going to jail, though.
What? What do you mean he's not going to jail?
He'll end up going to jail, but it's not going to be. He didn't. At the end of the day, the stupid laws that they have there, This isn't a funny topic. I don't want to talk about this.
Well,
this
it doesn't matter if it's funny or not. Why does it matter if it's
because
funny?
Because who wants to hear my smart comments on this political, highly controversial topic? I got a lot of hate about being a racist last week.
What?
People say that
I am
racist.
Why and how? What way?
Why?
Against, I guess, who?
Against white people, for starters.
Seriously?
Oh.
How so?
Well, I won't say names, but I had somebody actually like speak to me in person about it.
Really?
Really.
They like pulled you aside and said, "Hey, man, I really don't think you should be saying those things."
Like, "Hey, this is fucking embarrassing. I can't believe that you go out there and you say all this shit about white people."
What did you say about white? What did you even say?
I don't know. It might have been the cracker.
Oh, you got to be careful. I don't
whatever.
Say
everybody.
That is mean. I wouldn't say something like that.
Settle down. But honestly.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. That is quite offensive, you know, to people. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but, you know, I guess that's where I come in, where it's like I play devil's advocate.
Listen, I'm not out here giving professional comments. You don't like it, don't listen. How about that? How about get off my internet? how about that?
Get off my
internet. I'm not a racist guy. I just find humor in racism. That's all.
Yeah, lots of people have done the whole thing. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. They'll make, what's that guy's name from Canada here?
I don't know.
Is Russell
it a white guy?
Russell Peters. it's all commentary.
Oh shit.
It's all commentary.
Anyways, next week the gay correspondent of the I Got Issues show,
yeah,
is going to make a I believe he's going to be calling in next week.
Nice, that's great.
I don't know if he wants me to give out his name, but
yeah, we'll wait till then, see what happens.
And he just sent me a message that he's like, I can't come on right now, but I'll be the gay correspondent.
That's great.
And he's a super fan of the show. And then he just kept I was at a party last night.
Yeah.
And it's for like, you know, my friend's into real estate and stuff, and they throw these parties. And I saw him as I was leaving because I had to leave early. I got to work, son. I can't be out at these parties all night. And so he just sent me a message. He's like, friends who leave other friends' condo parties early, gay or not gay. Like every time I see this guy, he's like, is this gay or not gay? Somebody, if you're playing on a football game and a guy scores a touchdown and you go, you pat him on his ass, but you leave your hand there a little too long. Gay or not gay?
That's actually a good one.
Like, everything is just turned into gay or not gay. Like,
that's hilarious.
This is going to turn into something every single week.
That's funny. Well, that's cool, man. It looks like we're getting some correspondence. It's cool that we have people joining the team.
I went out I went out a little while ago, and I was downtown, and some people are just crazy. I've seen so much crazy shit going out on my Tuesday nights. I like to go out and check out the town, go to a bunch of strip clubs. You know, that's my whole scene.
Cheap night Tuesdays.
Yeah, they got a good buffet over at the Solid Gold. But I'm like walking down the street, and it's pretty late. It's like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I see like these three dudes that obviously just came from a hockey game.
Yeah,
because they're all wearing hockey jerseys, and they've been trying to get into some clubs, but they couldn't get into clubs because one guy was wearing shorts.
Oh yeah.
So this motherfucker, he sees a homeless guy.
Yeah.
He gives the homeless dude $20.
No way.
And two cigarettes for his pants.
What?
For his jeans.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God. True story.
Who does that?
I'm like,
and did he go? Did he get into the club?
Well, first things first, I saw this happening. I was with my friend, and she's like, "Look over there," and I'm like, "What the like? What's going on?"
Yeah,
and this dude just starts taking off his pants, and, but he's wearing like gym shorts or whatever underneath.
Yeah,
and it's pretty nice out that night. So, and he walked by. He's like, "I'm like, dude, you just gave that guy your pants." He's like, "Yeah, man, $20 and 2 smokes, fucking right. I don't need those." I was like, this guy looked like it was the happiest day of his life.
So he traded pants with this homeless guy.
He didn't trade pants. He bought the homeless guy's pants. Oh, the homeless guy took off his pants and gave it to him.
Oh, shoot, man.
So now I see these three dudes, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you got to put them on. And the girl I was with was like, that is fucking disgusting. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're going to wear this guy's disgusting jeans.
That's so disgusting.
And then he started to like actually think about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't. I'm like, dude, you just gave the guy $20 plus 2 cigarettes. You got to put them on. Like, yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
You've got no choice.
Yeah.
And his friend's like, yeah, man, put them on. Come on, put them on. But then the guy chickened out. He didn't even put them on. He just hung them up. And that's the story.
So, yeah.
But I did end up seeing the homeless guy like about 45 minutes later. And I'm like, dude, your pants are hanging up on a fence over there.
And I'm like, probably got them back. I'm like,
dude, you just got your pants back. Plus, you got $20 and 2 smokes. That's a good deal.
That's a good day for somebody. That's a
fucking great deal. What would you rather have?
I love these games. It's like, yeah. So then I saw this guy, and then what would you rather?
Anyways,
have?
Mind my ADD. I'm sorry. I apologize, man. I don't know. Brittany Robinson, what's up? Thank you for the like. I don't know if you even listen to the show, but I see you liking the page. I got issues page. Got
to give a shout out to Neil.
Giving out shout outs.
Giving out shout out to Neil.
Love Neil him. Mantra, what up, son?
Represent.
Represent the Donovan. Is that how you call it? Donovan? Is that what it is in Sudbury? Donovan?
Aren't you from the Donovan? What are you talking about,
son? I never lived in the Donovan, man. I don't know. Donovan, what up?
Oh, there's another like. Another Facebook like.
But would you trade money for happiness?
Would I trade money for happiness? Money does not buy happiness.
Money or happiness? What would you rather have?
Happiness.
So easy to say. It's so much easier to say than it is to actually do.
But
does that make any sense?
No, I know. I'm jumping to like the answer of saying of I happiness, think, but I think I've asked this question to myself.
I've asked this question to like 25 people, and guess what? 25 people give me the exact same answer. They all say happiness.
What? Really? Yeah.
Everybody says happiness.
Yeah, because it's the time.
But everybody's so full of shit. That's the only problem.
Oh my God.
Because we're all slaves to the mighty dollar.
Yeah, but we don't have to be.
We don't have to be. We could be a lot happier, probably fucking rolling around Bolivia, hanging out, swimming and eating off the, just chilling.
That's right. Happiness.
That could make some people happy, but we're not going to do that.
I would.
We got to. You would?
I would. Well,
are you crazy?
But this is the thing.
Dude, last year we were supposed to go on a trip, a vacation of a lifetime. Remember this trip? The tales from the trip? You could have been involved in all of them. You didn't go because you have a job and you couldn't wrap your head around that. You couldn't just walk away from your job to do something that you really want to do.
Yeah.
So you choose money over happiness every day, fuckhead.
Well, I'm not sure if it was me choosing money. I think it was just choosing to be comfortable. Like I could have quit my job or asked for a time of. I would have probably had to quit my job,
yeah,
leave, and then come back to what? Me searching for another job? My job's good right now.
You'd probably still be out on the road traveling.
Maybe.
What are you talking about? You'd probably be having so much fun right now in Argentina.
Man, I'm not happy now. I need some money.
Yeah. Go get some serotonin. Use all that money you got to buy some serotonin. Make yourself happy.
Jordan.
I'm just saying. I don't know, man. I gotta think about this. I think about this every day. I'm like, what am I, why don't I just do whatever makes me happy versus.
It's true. We've been conditioned though, man. That's the thing. We've been conditioned.
I don't want to be conditioned.
I think we've been conditioned. Conditioned to work for money because we think money will bring us happiness. Man, we've talked about this before.
Have we talked about this?
Remember, this is like for people that don't know, there's actually like two hidden podcasts that we haven't released yet. And I think this is like in the very first podcast.
Really?
We talked about this with Christian.
Oh.
Remember about like, and then we finally figured out that in the end, you need to make money to have a certain amount of stability.
Whatever.
And a way of standard way of life, and then everything else on top of that is gravy, and everything on top of that would be,
listen,
like the way of happiness.
I'm looking for
this is a deep conversation.
I'm looking for some donations, okay? If anybody wants to sign up to donate, I'm looking for a $500 a month, all right? Now if we can
I don't know why I'm giggling here.
If I can get 50 people to give me $10 a month for life, I can just go and chill out in Bolivia.
Are you down? Imagine if you can do that.
You're gonna give me? Would you give me $10 a month?
$10 a month
for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Considering you're a black male, and you have probably like 5 years to go. Yeah, I'm
down. You do that? That's fucking wicked. You can live in a place like Bolivia. It doesn't really have fresh water or anything like that, but it's super cheap to live there.
Wait, hold up. Would it only really cost you $500?
You could live there for less than $500 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you realize how easy it would be to get that much money? There has to be a way to get this done.
Of course there is. My original goal was to, I'm not saying that I won't actually do this, but I'm really just sort of joking, but I'm kind of thinking about it. Like, I talked to my sisters over the Easter holiday and I'm like, would you give me $50? Like, I'm like, if I can get 10 people to give me $50 a month for the rest of my life, I can just go live in Bolivia.
That's hilarious.
And I think my sister said she would. My dad's thinking about it.
Well, you got two people so far.
See, that would be badass. And don't think of it as like just supporting my lifestyle and allowing me to just hang out and roll around the beaches of Bolivia. Think about it as a timeshare. That's how I want you to do it. You're buying into a timeshare. All right. Whenever you want to come down to Bolivia, you got a place to stay.
No, seriously, that's a good idea.
There you go. You got a free place to stay. Whenever you want to come down, you want to give me $10 a month. The first 50 people to give me $10 a month. For the rest of my life, come check. You got a place to stay in Bolivia. Pow.
Let's see how many people actually do this.
I wonder if anybody would actually do that. People give money to these kids over in Africa all the time. I do. What am I giving money to that guy for? I don't even know where the money goes. At least if you give the money literally to me, you put it right into like my Bank of Montreal bank account, you know exactly where it's going. You can come down to Bolivia and you can come and stay there. I got bottles of water. Don't worry. You're good. They don't have fresh water down there, dude.
So then what I'd have to figure out is how I'd be able to get 50 people to give me some money.
For what? What do you want to do?
To go to Bolivia.
Oh, you want to go to Bolivia.
Or go somewhere. Go somewhere where it doesn't cost that much money to live.
Well, there's a couple places. I already looked it up on the internet. A couple places are in Africa, though. I don't know. Got to dodge lions and shit.
No, I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that.
Not down with that at all. Well, that's all I got to say.
I just want to live comfortable. That's all.
Anybody can live comfortably.
No, but I mean but not have to work. Well, that's just being lazy. I don't want to do that. No, I want to work. What am I talking about?
I'm not saying that that I'm not going to work, but the difference is that when you live in a place like Bolivia, you can work, but you're not going to be making that much money. Like if I had $500 Canadian coming in every month, I would be like more than fine. I would actually be like a king. So, but I would still like work, but I wouldn't like work that hard. No, I'm not asking for welfare.
Well, then why wouldn't you just work in Bolivia? Because you could probably work.
You can't really.
As like a Canadian, still make more money than.
No, you can't.
No?
Nah.
All
right. It's easier just to get money from people and write it off on your taxes. Go ahead. I don't care.
Take advantage of it.
Take advantage. You better call Trevor. Tax season's coming up to an end.
Yeah, taxes end what? April 30th? April 30th. I did my taxes.
Make sure you get your basic guy today. His name is, scroll down on this page one sec. I'll tell you his name. I can't remember. Andrew. I saw Andrew today and he's like, oh, how is your brother going to do my taxes for free? There's obviously a fee. And I was like, dude, there's no fee. He'll do your basic tax return because it's easy for him. My brother can do that no problem.
I hope so.
And then you get he'll do your tax for you, and then he'll do a consultation. And then in the consultation, you'll tell him what your goals are. And if you want to set up a way to achieve your goals, then he'll help you get there. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's not a scam or anything. People, pull it together.
Yeah, man. Not everything in life is a scam.
And and after this, after tax season's over, maybe Trevor can show you a way to that you could win some sort of new Lexus. There's some contest going on.
Really? You can win a Lexus?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I'm surprised more people don't jump on that.
It's a brand new Lexus. I think it's worth like $65,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Would that bring you happiness?
No, but that would get... But I would be able to pick up a lot more chicks.
Oh man! So just got a comment here on the FB page. With the right amount of money, the right amount of money will create happiness.
Neil, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder why you got D's in every class.
No, I think that the right amount of money will create happiness. I don't know. I think you need that base. You need that the right amount of money to make you comfortable. Everything else is just gravy and I mean, whatever, you know?
I don't know. I always just think like there's so many when I was traveling around and stuff, you see like these people that just like abandon everything, go out on the road and they're just partying every day. They're like, "You know what? I'm only going to be 23 one time. I'm going to go out for like a year and I'm going to just going to go out and I'm going to do anything. Who cares? I'll come back and I'll start over new."
Yeah.
And it's carefree. And they're like, "You know, I'm going to do this is what I really want to
do." You can
do
that when you're young. Yeah.
Why can't you do it now? We're living to be so old, dude.
Yeah. But
you know what these doctors doing?
No, you can't
trust
me.
That's back in the day. You'd already be dead. Polio would have wiped your ass out by now. All right. But they screwed that up.
Oh, man.
Modern medicine, you're going to live to be 100. Who cares? So why can't you do something today? Why can't you do it? I'm too old. I'm 30 years old. Now I'm too old. Pull your life together. You're a fucking baby. Jesus.
Yeah, I guess I am pretty young. But I'm not quitting my job. You kidding me?
Well, don't quit. If you were that good at your job, you could quit and then they would take you back. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
You better hang on to that thing.
Oh, man.
Jobs come and go, man. It's only work. Work's not... what's work?
Yeah, work supports, man. Work's like... one of these days, I'm going to want to have a family. To pass on my seed, son. No, there's something... I think I'm starting to get to the age now where it's like... I could feel like this desire to have children, you know?
Oh, my God. Your maternal instinct is kicking in. Oh, my God.
Have grandkids, you know, sit around the fire, teach them some lessons on life.
What color panties are you wearing today?
Oh, man.
That is... It is what it is. But
it is what it is.
I'm just... Dude, if you want to go and have a family, go ahead. Who doesn't? Everybody wants to have a family. I want to have a family.
There you go.
Just don't want to take care of those kids. Just playing. That would be a great dad.
Oh, you're so not kidding.
That's I'm 100% kidding.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Jay's a good guy. Well,
I found out some interesting facts. Since we're just going to be all over the map today, nothing's like... Everything is everywhere. Did you know that in Toronto?
In Toronto. All okay. Right? Yeah.
I'm just, what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to even out my racismness. So,
come on. Talk people, shit about, people can't.
I'll talk some shit about black people, okay? If that'll make the white people happy, all right, fine.
We've talked so much garbage about, like, everybody. And even about ourselves,
is there,
man.
Anyways. Here's the thing. People will talk about racial profiling.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been racially profiled, but I certainly have.
Every day.
Not every day. Just when I bought my car. When I bought my car, I got pulled over 12 times in 5 weeks.
Oh, I have stories of being pulled over for no reason.
12 times in 5 weeks. And like four of the times I wasn't even driving. So I've been racially profiled. But there's other things people talk about racial profile, like all these people getting shot with guns. There was 28 gun murders in Toronto last year.
Hmm.
25 of the victims were black.
No way.
25 of the shooters were black. Oh, no. 25 of the victims were black. That's 89%.
Wow.
Black on black crime.
That's insane.
So is it there was something that went down where they're like, what are the police supposed to do? Are they not supposed to pull over some dude because he's looking suspicious or out of place or whatever? And then people are saying, hey, that's racial profiling. But if you take a look at the numbers of the people who are getting shot in the high crime areas, is that really racial profiling or is that this just a number? This is 90%.
Or is it just going with what you know? So that's a thin line. You know what I mean?
What's the line?
It's thin. That's the thing.
So what's a cop to do?
To get all like psychological about it's like it's creating that shortcut. It's like you see a certain person, like for instance, this whole thing with Geraldo, he's talking about kids wearing like the hoodie, right? You wear a hoodie, you know, people are gonna think that you're a certain way even though you're not. If you wear baggy jeans, people are going to think you're a certain way if you're not. If you wear a big tee, people are going to think you're a certain way even though you're not. But it's that social image that was created with these things that you wear make you a certain type of person. All the stuff that we see in the media, man, that's just how it is. It's like it's been created this way. So when you see someone in real life dress a certain way, you make that shortcut to think like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that. That person was a criminal in this movie or on TV or whatever. This person must be a criminal too, even though the person's not.
I know it's a thin line, but listen, people.
I mean, if
they're not checking people, then people are going to get shot. There's a fucking Young Jeezy concert last week.
What is going on with that? Why are people getting shot at all these concerts?
Young Jeezy couldn't even get onto the stage. Had to cancel all his Canadian shows.
There must be
Toronto
some sort of
shooting before Young Jeezy comes on.
Really?
Bup, guy gets shot. No Young Jeezy. Young Jeezy goes to London, Ontario. Shooting before he goes on again.
In London, Ontario?
Yeah. I think the guy got killed in London. And then he was supposed to go to Montreal, and they canceled the show. People are going crazy.
That's frustrating.
So I don't go to rap concerts. I ain't trying to get shot.
Although
I go to Bon Jovi concerts.
No, Cougars. It's sad though. See what's gonna happen now is now that there's this rap concert and people getting shot at this rap concert, what's gonna happen when another artist that comes in who's doing the same type of music, they're gonna not allow it or shut it down or whatever else.
I hope so. You ever listen to Young Jeezy?
No, I haven't. I have to admit, I'm sorry.
I like Young Jeezy, but really?
I know.
I wouldn't go see him on stage. Who goes to rap concerts? Rap concerts are silly.
Kanye, Jay-Z. That was a good concert,
man. It was a good concert.
It was amazing.
Honestly,
I felt
safe. I want to see people I want to see people play an instrument or sing a song.
You got to go to a rock concert.
I'm not impressed with a dude. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Somebody scream. I'm not down with that. Runs to the other side, waving his hands back. I'm not into that kind of stuff. God. With a DJ and a microphone, that's
hip hop music. That's although
not, it's not that great. It's not that impressive.
The Roots.
The Roots are sick. They have amazing. A live band.
They're amazing. There
you go. You put a live band up on any place, I'll watch it. Yeah. No live band, I'm not coming.
All right.
That's it.
You heard that first.
Unless I get
you
a free ticket.
First.
If I get a free ticket, I'll be there.
If I get a free ticket.
But other than that, I'm not coming.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about, remember how I told you about the guy that came into the restaurant and he told the guy he was going to cut a hole in his chest?
Yeah, that's scary.
The guy came back to the restaurant.
What?
And the owner of a restaurant went to go meet him.
Yeah.
And the owner made him bow down to the server and
no
apologize.
Way. No way.
Yep. He came back. He came back and apologized to the server.
No way.
Yep. That's it.
What do you mean that's it? That's it? How do you, what did he say? This is good for people to know. So like what
the owner went over to him and said, because the guy called to make a complaint. He's like, you know, this is bullshit, yeah. whatever. And yeah. then so they found out the server's side of the story, and the server's like, you know, this is what the guy said to me. The guy said he's gonna cut a hole in my chest. You don't know me. And so then the owner came when he came in, he went and he met him and he's like, you can't be coming into my restaurant and threatening any of my staff.
Yeah.
And she called the server over, and the dude went there. He apologized to him, like, so sorry. I don't know what was going on with me that day. You know, I thought that you guys were making fun of me, and, you know, I just was in a bad mood, blah, blah. I really apologize. It's not going to happen again. I'm going to come back to the restaurant again. I'm going to ask to sit in your section, and everything's going to be cool.
Wow.
I wish.
Bow down. Wow. That's. No, I mean, it's not. I've said this more than once, man.
You've done what? I told someone you're going to cut a hole in their chest?
No. I've said this more than once. People are underneath a lot of stress.
People are stressed out for no reason. Exactly. Find your happiness. Stop working so hard.
That's probably what it is. But I congratulate that patron of the restaurant for coming back and apologizing. That takes a lot of courage.
What a douche. I see that guy, I'll cut a hole in his chest.
No. That takes a lot of courage to come back and apologize.
Whatever, it does. He should have just never came back. Kept his pride.
Oh, man. This is so not going to work, is it?
Yeah, it's going to work. So terrible. Give a round of applause to the dude for... Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. Stupid.
Anyways, yeah.
Do you want to hear another thing about the restaurant, since I'm into the whole restaurant?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I don't know what's up with parents in today's day and age, but they got to control their kids.
Oh, geez.
Now, there's nothing worse for me than kids. I hate kids. All right. I don't know how to say it any more clearly.
Oh,
I man. Hate kids.
That's.
I hate kids, and I just hate kids in a restaurant. That's all. I like them in real life and stuff. I just don't like them in restaurants.
You like them in real life, but not in restaurants.
They shouldn't be there.
Oh,
people can't control
God.
Them today. You know what parents do? They sit down at the table. They give one kid an iPod. They give the other kid an iPhone.
Is that what they do now?
Dude, all day. And they sit there and they play games.
That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. People can't control. They can't tell their kids, sit down. We're going to be here for an hour and 20 minutes. We're going to talk to each other. We're going to eat. And then we're going to leave. You got to be on the phone playing Angry Birds and some other watching TV on an iPod. You can't control your kids for an hour. And then they give them all the sugar on the table and tell them, like, that's a fucking toy. You think sugar, little packets of sugar are toys? And the salt shaker is a toy?
Oh,
it's not
God.
A toy. I don't work at a family restaurant, all right? There's no Playland at the restaurant I work at. It's fine dining where I work at. And I hate kids because they go there and they mess everything up. People allow their children to treat it like it's fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Like, oh, yeah, okay. They let their kids run up and down the whole entire restaurant. And like, don't even give a shit. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, the little fucker, he'll be back. It makes me crazy. And when I see the little bugger, I got to be like, oh, It's okay that you're running underneath my legs while I'm carrying three fucking plates. Little prick. Get back to your table.
I can't stand them. Oh, man.
And I blame it on the parents.
Well, you have to. I mean, who else? Kids don't know better. They don't have that mindset to know to sit down at the table and eat their food.
Somebody.
I could say something, but I'm not going to say it.
Somebody needs to teach these children. You know, a lot of these, they say these kids are bored now. They got in the summertime. You ever hear a little kid, I'm bored, he's sitting inside the, get outside of the house, you little booger-nosed brat. Get outside and throw it. Like, I used to throw a ball again. You could give me a tennis ball, I would just throw that thing against the wall for hours. I have so much joy.
Oh, this is going to come back to bite me, I'm sure. But
you might as well just let it all out. Who cares?
Are these, by chance, white kids running around?
Oh, you're so racist.
No, but I'm just guessing. I'm guessing.
As a matter of fact, it isn't just white kids.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's all races except for black kids.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because when I went to a restaurant with my mom and my dad and my brothers, there's no way I was even leaving that seat. If I cried, if I whined, if anything, I knew I'd be in lots of trouble. So I would just do whatever I was told, and I was the best kid in the restaurant.
It's like that for the most part. But it's kids from every race. These kids are out of control. These parents don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
Maybe they think the kids are like too smart because they grow up when they're fucking 2 years old. They got an iPod.
And iPhones, and they're making business deals. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I don't know, man. Parents need to get their kids out of this technology. There we go.
You know what? It's true, man. Because like I even like my nephews, man. Well, my nephews, they're like in their early teens and stuff, but like, man, they have like iPhones and stuff. Like when I was like 12 years old, I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't have all this crazy technology and stuff. And like,
you wanted to
even
you
a
wanted,
cell phone? That's crazy.
You wanted to get a hold of me. You had to call my house, get past my mother. It was fucking impossible to do because she was always on the phone.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Jason's busy. Now it's
exactly.
Everyone's talking nonstop to each other.
Text messaging. You remember that story about that girl who like racked up like a $3,000 phone bill just through text messaging?
Yep.
Man, that's crazy.
There's like the kids even talk stupid now.
Oh, yeah.
You think Flavor Flav talks stupid. Yeah. A kid came up to me and Twitter talked me.
Twitter talked to you? What's that?
He's like, this little, like this little kid, he's got to be maybe like 10 years old. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't you just put your telephone down? And he's like, I'm texting. Hashtag loser. Like who hashtags and sentences and speaking? In speaking terms.
Oh, man.
Isn't
that
supposed to just be for the Twitter world?
Oh, man.
Fuck. I can't stand this.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But now, like, parents don't allow their kids to go outside as much anymore because they're so scared of all these people abducting children and all this other stuff. But
they must be afraid, man. I'd be afraid.
You want to know what I say?
Let them be afraid?
No, because there's no more rapists and shit than there was 50 years ago. I hate to break everybody the news. You can let your kid outside. Don't worry. He'll be back.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing. But your kids will come back. Trust me. Let them out of the house. Let them go bike riding.
Seriously?
Yes.
All right.
There's no more. Dude, when I was in elementary school, there was a rapist in our area or whatever. There was some raping shit going on, abductions or some shit like that.
Seriously?
So, and I used to go to school that was all portables. All right, dude? There's fucking 20 portables. And portable 13 was a washroom portable.
Now, that's gangster.
So you got to leave your classroom, walk outside to go find the washroom. We used to have to go in pairs. But guess what? If you take an actual look at the stats, there's no more abductions than there was. There's just more media and more coverage on it. That's it. So don't be so afraid. Trust me, nothing's going to happen. Everybody. Something happens, come and talk to me. But trust me, nothing's going to happen.
You can't tell people that. You don't know.
Yeah, but you never know. Somebody, what are we talking about? So abduction, abducting children. Trust me, let your kid, if you keep your kid indoors playing this World of Warcraft all day, he's going to grow up to be a fat loser. All right, enough of the sound effects for one day, please.
All right.
Trust me, allow your kids to go outside and get some fresh air, meet some other kids.
Yeah.
Learn how to socialize, learn how to play, run around the park, give them a little sense of freedom. You don't always have to hold their hand until they're 18 years old. They're going to be on their own eventually one day.
I have to agree.
Of course, you have to agree with me.
You have to get these kids, let them run free. Go visit Jason's restaurant and just let them run around.
No, don't come to the restaurant. I'm going to open up my own restaurant.
Let them be free and run around.
I'm going to open up my own restaurant.
What? What's going to call? What are we going to call it?
I'm not telling you what I'm going to call it.
What?
I'm going to call it R&R's. All right?
Was that? What's that?
I can't tell you what it stands for. It stands for something ridiculous.
Ridiculously cool?
Ridiculously stupid. But it's going to be no kids allowed restaurant.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Adults only.
Adults only.
Well, there's places like that now, so I can't see that being.
There's wrong. Only a few places like that. And it was a big controversy because people are like, you know, I should be able. Guess what? If I'm paying $60 for a friggin' steak and I'm out on a date with some hot bimbo, I don't need your baby crying right behind me for an hour. Take your baby home. This is for adults only, all right? There's no kids menu at this restaurant. James, stay focused. Get off this.
I'm focused, son. I'm focused, man.
Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucked.
All right. Anyways.
Anyways. That's all I got to say.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit. You can respond to that if you want to. I don't care.
But yeah, man. No, I get it though. The whole kids, man. Kids. Remember Nintendo?
Of course, I remember Nintendo.
I didn't have a Nintendo.
That's because you weren't balling like my family was. Balling.
No, I had Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis came out after NES, son. Just saying.
Whatever.
I guess that's the show.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do you see they got rid of OxyContin in Canada?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard there's a lot of people up north that are complaining about it because it's like one of the one drugs that they can use to help them with their problems, and you know, it really helps straighten them out.
No, it doesn't help straighten people out.
And no, let me finish. And all right. There are a lot of people who are addicted to it, and there's an issue with that in itself because, I mean, the people that have any OxyContin left, I mean, they're going to hoard it for themselves. And it could start a huge problem.
You're ridiculous. I'll tell you what the problem is.
What are you talking about?
Here's what the problem is.
All right.
OxyContin is a hillbilly heroin is what they call it.
Okay.
It's insane to put opiates out on the street and think that people are going to be able to control themselves. It's too addictive. It's way too addictive. And it's being sold everywhere. Anybody who's got a prescription for OxyContin is selling them. Some people are actually like using them for their back pain or whatever. But listen, a lot of people are fucking up with it. That's it. That's it. That's all. Get rid of it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I mean, they're going to end up trying to find some other kind of drug that does the same sort of thing, right? People are just going to get addicted to something else if they're not addicted to that. Listen,
I know people who are morons. I know a lot of dummies, a lot of people who do drugs.
Yeah. Some people who have lost their serotonin levels because of this.
People now are doing pure opium. All right.
That's intense.
Yeah. Some people are idiots. Who wants to do this stuff?
Because people can't cope with life, man.
You can't cope with life? Don't do that shit. Find something else. Find another way to cope. That's it. I got nothing up. I'm sick of drug talk.
What was this thing that you had on your phone there with that lady talking?
What thing?
The thing with the lady and she's saying something funny?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, her house burned down or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Phil, have you heard the news about the whole Project X?
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah. But did you hear about all the kids who are actually going around and like having like these house parties? This is pretty much old news now, I guess. But there's kids who are going around and having like these house parties. And they're just like ripping up their parents' houses and just like, man.
Well, listen.
They're trying to emulate the movie in like in more than one sense. And it's just like, it is ridiculous.
These kids are assholes. The
kids are crazy.
Any kid I got that wants to tear up my house, guess what?
What?
I don't know, but I'm going to tear up his ass. I don't know.
Let me know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, but it's provocative.
It's provocative.
Here, I'll play this. I don't even know what this is, but...
realized the complex was on fire. Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
What was that even from?
I don't even know what that is, but it's trending on YouTube, and I like to see what's going on YouTube.
Oh, my goodness.
I got bronchitis. It's got a million views.
That's ridiculous. Have you watched that? Have you watched this? I don't know if people have watched this. We'll post it up later on the I Got Issues Facebook page. But the video, this is really heartfelt. And
oh, Lord Jesus.
No, it's not that. But it's of the old man who listens to music, and it makes him feel better. I mean, like,
I've seen it brings back. I don't got time to listen to that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so moving.
I don't want to be moved.
It's so good.
I hate being moved.
I like it.
I don't like feeling emotions. I don't like feeling any type of emotion. That's it. Why are you playing the music for?
I don't know.
Oh, is the show over?
I don't know. Is it? No.
It's just about over. That's what people are doing right now.
Oh, man. The people are just like, oh, goodness. I'm happy that it's almost over.
Yeah, I know. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible podcast. What a bad idea. This might not even make it up on the air.
We'll have to redo this on Saturday or something.
I'll listen to it, and we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
Maybe I might just throw it up on a future date just for shits and giggles. Just surprise everybody. Hey. It's a bad podcast.
Hey.
But you wonder what? If nobody leaves me comments, how am I supposed to know if the podcast is good or if the podcast is bad?
No, that's true. Like, and how are you supposed to know? Yeah.
Everybody I meet, oh, you know how you can make your podcast better? You should do this. You should do that. Guess what, fucker? I don't know how to make it better.
Leave a comment.
And if you got a better idea, then you can come on the show and you can make it better, or you can tell me how. Go ahead. I got people that hate it. I got people that love it. What do you? I can't please everybody.
No, you can't. It's hard.
It's impossible.
It's really hard.
So I don't know.
Well,
looks like we're not having any callers today.
Next show, man, we'll figure it out. We need to figure out like a Skype session or something. where people can call into a Skype number and call.
And?
Yeah.
So that it'll be a little more interactive.
Yeah, totally. People can talk live. But anyways, I think it's whatever. We're back in the groove of things. Last podcast is really good. It's funny how we're talking about the last podcast when we should just be doing this one.
I don't know. Last one was dope as fuck. I listened to it like 4 times.
I listened to it like 5 times.
Shit, that's the best one.
It is.
This one's terrible compared to that one.
Well, you can't. But there's gonna be good ones and bad ones. And
I didn't think the last one was good, and then when I re-listened to it, I was like, oh, this one's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't think this one's going to be good. It's not.
Anyways, you can't dwell on the past, son. You can't dwell on the future. You got to do what's happening right now. It's money versus happiness. Happiness versus money. Whatever you choose, it's what you choose for yourself.
All right, everybody. So this is what's going to happen now. Everybody go to the I Got Issues Facebook page. Click on the like button. All right? If I post it, don't click on the like. Don't like the comment. Like the page. I know it's very difficult. But like the Facebook page.
It's very difficult.
Thank you so much to everybody, the listener dude in Ghana. Thank you, whoever you are. My Australian listeners, you guys rock.
People out in Germany.
Thank you, mates. My German listener, I don't know who you are, but I think I might know who you are. Hi, baby. the people out in France listen. You guys are fucking cool. Wee and all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And Latvia, Prague.
I gotta visit these places.
Oh fuck, you have no idea what you're missing. But you just keep on choosing money.
One day whatever.
One day you'll get there.
Oh man. All right.
Well. And all the people in the United States that listen.
Yeah.
And
if you guys have any tips, man, leave a comment.
Yes, yeah, son.
Leave a comment. If you have some tips, if you say, hey, try this, try that, whatever.
And if you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is call me. I'll put you on, sucker. You think you're funny? I'll put you on. I'm not shy.
Let's do it.
You got something to say? You got something to promote? You want to do something? Quickly, let's do it. We'll make things happen here. And that's the show. Want to shout out to all of the new people that like the Facebook page. Tavis Gordon. What up, kid? Adrian Graham. You the man.
Yeah.
Justina. Thank you, baby. Michael Landry.
I miss Adrian, actually.
Yeah, me too.
She's cool. No, she's a super cool girl.
But all I know is that all of these people, Tiago, Susan, you know, I might actually put in a little bit of effort to try to get the likes up.
You know what this almost feels like?
All this stuff. What is this feeling? This feels retarded to me.
You know what this feels like, man?
What?
This feels. You know what's that TV show Romper Room?
Which looks
in the mirror. And she's all like reading off all the people's names like, I see Adam.
Yeah.
I see Atlanta. I see Bert. I see Brittany. Charles. Erica. I see you. Jamie. Justina. Kristen. Michael. Neil. Nicole. Patrick. Susan. Suzanne. Tavis. Tiago. Trevor. Adrian. I see you. Tune in next week. For another episode of I Got Issues.
And if you want to be, if you want to get your name shouted out all over the internet, you better go on like the page. Remember, every week I'll shout out whoever the new likers are. All right. And anybody makes a funny comment or if you got a good idea, you want to produce the show, you think you got a better way to do this shit, send me a message to my inbox. I will message you back.
Oh man.
You'll be the producer. It pays really well. All right, kids. That's the show. Peace and love. Don't get anyone pregnant.
Wait! You know what time it is? It's time. time for me to see the friends at home in the magic mirror. Romper bomper, stomper boo, tell me do. Magic mirror, tell me today, did all my friends have fun at play? All my friends had fun today. I see David's having a special day today, and Olivia Joy had a special day on Sunday. I see Robin had a special day yesterday, and Dana's having a special day today, and so is Reginald and Edward John and Margaret, and I see Justin and Megan and Courtney and Brick and Mark and Rachel and Sheila and Caroline are all having special days, and Cicely and Ashley and Matthew and Jose, and I see Bonnie and Anthony and Joe had special days yesterday, and so did Tammy and Brandon and Gregory.